Yo, what's up? Welcome to Bean Podcast. This segment is titled Winners and Losers. What are you? On today's segment, we're going to examine people in the direction of life. First, let me quote the late great Yoda from Star Wars. In life, you can't try anything. You either do or you don't. There's no such thing as trying. In my daily travels, I have come across a very intriguing man and made attempts to understand him. So let me give you a little background. For 6 days, I would see this man standing in front of the store. Man, many people stand in front of the store asking for change or food or whatever. So it didn't surprise me, and I assumed he was begging for money. That's how I just figured. So on the 7th day, I asked, I say, man, you know, hey, you all right? Is everything going okay? Can I help you? He said he was okay. Everything was all right. So I prodded about a job, a place to stay, money, things like that. I say, man, you know, hey, what's your plan, man? What do you have going on? I seen you every day standing here and just kind of wondering what you got going on. And just like I figured, after 3 minutes of useless excuses, no plan and no drive. So I smiled and I said, wow, you're probably going to die out here soon. Based on everything you said, I guess there's no hope for you. You might as well go find you a casket and lay down. He looked puzzled, but I quickly said, what? I'm basing my conclusion on what you just said. For every roadblock that you gave, I gave you another way around, but you refused all those ways and gave me another excuse. So I guess there's no hope for you. I mean, unless you're lying to me, I feel like, you know, for every problem that you had and I gave you a solution, you gave me another problem. So I figured, hell, you love the problems and you just want to lie down and die. So you should be dead now. But I charge all of my people to do the same. If a person is homeless or in despair or whatever it may be, and they don't have any vices, what I mean by vices is they don't have any addictions or anything any carrot sticks that's hanging over their head, they would cheerfully take any help that they can get. They would cheerfully take anything and everything that's given to them because they actually need it. And they're not playing some type of fucking game, or they're not trying to play on your sympathy or anything like that, or get a $2 or $5 out of you or something like that, or a hamburger. They're not trying to do that. They're actually trying to get their lives back in order. So they don't really want, see, the thing about these people is they don't really want anything tangible. They want you to usher them in a direction where they can get it for themselves. They were already go-getters. Maybe a investment or a purchase or something like that put them in a position that they're in, and they're fighting to get their way back. They're doing that on their own. Last thing that they want you to do is to be sympathetic and give them a fucking handout, because that makes them feel sorry for themselves, and they already feel sorry for themselves. So they don't want that shit. They want you to get them in a direction where they can get it themselves. Just put me in the avenue to where there's a pile of dirt, and if I dig through this pile of dirt, I can get my money. I'll get the money myself. I already got my damn shovel. Just get me to the dirt. They don't want you to give them you to dig for them, and they stand there they don't want that presentation. They don't want that shit because they're not handicapped. And you look at a handicapped person. Even a handicapped person doesn't want to be labeled what they are. They want you to label them the same as yourself and treat them the same as yourself, even though they can't. That's powerful. And I love that about handicapped people. They don't want you to treat them any different than you treating themselves. And I have a handicapped cousin, and I tell you like this here. I handle my cousin the same way I handle any everybody else. On the outside, and people on the outside that don't understand it, they always immediately, when they see that, because she's supposed to be mentally challenged. She ain't mentally none of that shit. She ain't none of that shit, if you ask me. She just getting money from the state, from the government, and we agreed with the government saying that something's wrong with her. But as soon as the government walks out the room, her included, we all laugh at they dumb asses, because there ain't nothing wrong with her. You just got to communicate with her a different way. That's it. So when you come around me and my cousin, she will, like I say, because the government thinks she's mentally challenged, but she's not. So she does things to get your attention because she wants you to recognize her. Her communication is different. So she's going to communicate the way she is. But what you're going to notice is you'll hear me say, hey, shut up.
And you be like, oh my God, why'd you tell her that? She's, and I'm gonna tell you, ain't nothing wrong with her. She over there acting up because she wants you to say something to her. That's what she doing. She trying to tell you, hi, my name is such and such. But she does not communicate the same way that she cannot articulate how I articulate. That's her way of talking. She's talking like a motherfucker, but she's talking in her way to you. You ignoring her, so she's getting loud. That's why I just told her to shut up, because she's getting loud, because she's noticing the fact that you ignoring her. You are ignoring her. All these things that she's doing over there is telling you hi. That's her ways of telling you hi. But you ain't paid, you ain't said not one thing to her. You didn't say hi to her or nothing because you're struck by the fact that you think that she's mentally challenged. So you just ignored her. So that's why she's going off. And that's why I'm telling her to shut up. Now you get it. Don't handle her like she's special. That pisses her off. Treat her the same way I just treated her. Say, hey, what the fuck's going on? She gonna smile and she gonna laugh because she likes you to handle her the same way you handle everybody else. Not disrespectful, but handle her the same way you handle anybody else. She's a given person just like anybody else. Now, back to what we were talking about, winners and losers. So, people that are trying to get their life back, that are fighting to get their life back from a loss, if you give them a dollar, they're going to take the dollar and they'll be grateful. But really what they want is they want you to get them to a employment center or a home center or someplace where they can go in and do their own work and get their own and carve out their own existence and bring their own self back and save their own life. That's what they want to do. And if you give them that type of help, you've been more than help to them, and they will remember that. And once they get back on their feet, they will come back and they will pay you, even though they don't owe you, and you didn't charge them anything, and they know they don't owe you anything. They're going to come back and give you something because they remember that. Now, I'm going to finish my story, though, because it's important that I finish it so I can get to my little point. Now, if it is a facade that they're putting on, that they're a game that they're playing upon your weakness to try to get money, I mean, your sympathy to try to get money or something out of it, then they will become defensive when you charge them about their facade. They will become defensive. When you say, hey, man, I seen y'all here 6 days in a row at this intersection with this give me a blessing sign, man. And I know I sat back and watched for like 3 hours one day and noticed you had about $27. You did accumulate it. So, hey, my next question is this. Were you able to get an ID or a job? Are you looking for a job? Are you trying to, you know, what are you trying? Where's your goal? Because if you got $30 a couple of days ago, I'm pretty sure you spent that $30 on food. Now, if you're trying to get a job, I can give you access to my address and give you $30 today. But we're going to go straight to the DPS and get you an ID. That's what we're going to do. There's no point in giving you the $30. I'll just take you to DPS, get your ID, and then we go get you some clothes and stuff like that so you can get your job and get your life back. Now, if this person that you just gave all of that to is serious about trying to get their life back, then they're going to say, oh, man, thank you, man. I appreciate it. And they're going to go into action. They're going to get in your car or on your back or whatever, on your camel, and they're going to go to your domicile. They're going to bathe. They're going to take whatever clothes you give available to them. And they're going to say, hey, man, can I use a computer or something like that? I'm going to apply to some different places. They're going to do these things because they realize that this is going to get their life back. But if they're bullshitting you, if they're trying to get some money for some drugs or some shit like that, they're going to say, Oh, no, man, I'm all right, man. Well, how is it that you're all right? You're homeless. You're not eating. You don't have any money. And you're standing in front of a store asking for money. So how are you okay? I'm giving you a way to stop doing this. See, there's a saying that goes, teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. But if you just give him fish, you just feed him for a day. So I'm finna teach you how to fish, and you're telling me you don't want to learn how to fish, but you're asking for food. That means you're a liar. You're not really hungry. You're playing upon the hungry phase to get money. I don't want to give you shit, but a hard fucking time every time. The true homeless people out there that do want help, they want to get back to a place of normalcy. So every day they are looking to progress. However, the latter, which are drug addicted, sex filled people, they are never move forward and are content with that. Now back to this weird guy. So I tried to give him some clothes and some shoes. He refused them. But he did ask me for money and to use my phone. I politely declined his offer. I easily said that, nah, I'm not going to do that. And he's like, well, say, man. He said exactly, say, man, I just want to make a phone call. I mean, you can dial the number. And I told him my philosophy. My thing is that if you help me pay the phone bill, then you can use the phone. But if I pay the phone bill all by myself, then I'm the only person that's always going to have access to the phone. I mean, I'm spending $65 a month on this unlimited whatever, and I'm paying it myself. So since I'm paying it myself, then I'm the only person that wants to use it. And I'm the only person that's going to use it. No one else needs to use it. And, you know, I told him, I said, I tell you what, you give me $65, I'll let you use the phone. He said, hey, man, if I get $65, then I can go buy a phone. There you go. If I can maintain a $65 phone bill a month and keep a phone, you can too. You can easily do it. So that's where I was, that was my point on him. Well, I work hard for my money, so I won't labor just to give it to anyone for nothing in return. The funny part was how he told me that God was going to take my stuff from me because I'm not doing right. And that's basically the problem right there. Because I decided not to give you money, God is going to punish me. God told me to help you by not giving you the money, dog. That was the thing. God told me not to give it to you because that's going to help you to go out there and get it. It's going to put you in an uncomfortable position where you're going to still have that need, but you won't get it met because you don't have the money that you need to get it met with. So what you're going to do is you're going to still have that need and say, you know what? Fuck this. I got to get it met. And you're going to go get it done. That's what's going to end up happening. You know what I'm saying? So that's what God told me to do. God said, nah, Marty, don't give him anything. He'll be uncomfortable. He'll go get it himself. This person, though, is believing that God is going to punish me because I didn't give them anything. And that's the crazy thing about it. So God now, you're using God in vain. You can't, I'm not God, but I don't believe that God would operate that way. I don't think that he's saying, well, you know, because we're all his children. So here it is. I'm his child and I need him and you need him and you're his child. But I'm acknowledging the fact that I need him as well. So I'm grateful for every single thing that God given me and God continues to give to me. So is he giving me this car? He giving me this money or he gives me this phone or whatever? I'm grateful for it. I show my gratefulness for it by honoring the fact that I keep it in working order, and I don't just disrespect it and do anything to it. But I can tell this from God because it comes in abundance and I didn't have to do anything. See, if you have to do any physical labor, it's not coming from God. You're creating, and it may work. God may say, okay, son, I gave you the power to go out and create, so you know what, you can have that. Or you say, well, I didn't want you doing that. I did give you the power to go out and create, but I didn't want you doing it, so I got to destroy that and bring you back to reality. But either realm that you take or either road that you go, he's still the author. The power still comes from him. Now, I don't want to get too spiritual, so let me stop on this spiritual thing. But I want to highlight one thing about what he did when he said, you know, that God's going to take stuff away. I don't think that God's going to take anything away from me. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be careful of the people who, when met with opposition, they claim that God is going to fight on their behalf against you. Everything in life will not go your way. That's when God is protecting us from the unknown. Since it's not going your way, he's going to protect you. But don't be careful and don't be blasphemous to use God in a manner where he's a stick of despair against people. He will not walk with you when you do that. He will not go with you when you do that. He won't.
you're going to go by yourself. And you're going to find yourself on an island that's sinking. So be careful when you tell people that, you know, you're going to be punished by God because of this and that and all of that. Be careful when you do those things. What you're doing is you're being blasphemous, but you're also sealing your own fate. So you want to watch that. You don't want to be getting caught up in all that kind of stuff. You're going to run into opposition. You're not going to get everything you want in this world, in this life. That's okay, though, because God is protecting you from something and he's keeping you from something. So look at that as a moment where that's a chance where you can embrace God and embrace what he got going on for you. And the fact that you're not getting something is a good thing. Now, the title of this whole segment was Winners and Losers. Where are you? And I'm going to bring that to the end into full circumference. A winner is a person that's out there trying many different and all different things of life. It doesn't matter what the outcome is. It doesn't matter what the results may be. The only thing that matters is the fact that they're going out there and they're courageously trying any and everything that they feel is going to benefit their life. That's a winner. And we all should try to be like that, because that person is blindly taking on the reins of life and going full speed, not looking back. That's the person I want to be like. But there's another person, and we need to highlight that person as well, because we need to know about him or her, because we don't want to be that person, and that is the fucking loser. Losers have many different hats. Don't wear not one of the motherfucking hats that they have on their head. Losers are leeches. They can either leech on your energy. They can leech on your ideas. They can leech on your tangible money, because they don't have anything going on. Losers are basically ghosts. They're not even people. They're walking around imitating us, pretending to be us. Us, we are the real people. We're actually really out here living this life and doing this damn life. You know, whether a right way or wrong way that we got going on. We're going full speed ahead, thinking that we have it going on and thinking that we know everything, and we don't really know shit. We making this shit up every single day as we go along. People above or before us was making shit up as they go along. So now it's our turn to make up shit as we go along, and our children's gonna make up some shit as they go along. One thing that I've learned in my 37 times around the sun, this world is basically a shape-shifting world. I mean that in a literary terms, not in physical terms. It's a shape-shifting world. One day you're a sphere, the next day you're a noble, the next day you're a square. It changes. The demographics of our society changes. It's shape-shifting. One day it's okay to be gay. The next day it's the worst thing in life. Then we're back to it's okay again. Then it's the worst thing in life again. Then it's politically correct. We shapeshift. But one thing is precedent about that never changes. What's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. So be a winner. Don't be a loser. Don't walk around these streets of the world looking to leech on someone else's energy, someone else's ideas, someone else's strength, someone else's whatever. Stop looking at all. Start creating. It's probably what you should be doing. I'm a fucking winner, and I'm gonna be a winner till I die. It's the way it is. And even after I die, I'm still gonna be winning. And if you're listening to my podcast, chances are you're a fucking winner too. And you're going to be a winner to the end as well. So you know what? I say this and I sign off. Let's keep on winning and let's keep the losers out of our fucking fold. Wait, what just happened?